खाली ये जो मेन ये लोग का ही ये लोग का ही मेंटेन करता है बाकी कुछ
हेलो
साइन करो
साइन वार ले लड़ा
ये बोल रहे थे ना हम लोग
10 रुपया पकड़ा गया क्या नहीं मेरा 10 रुपया कौन देगा
काय का
It's Wednesday morning, 11 a.m. in the old stone coach house that Smiley Milan's office, bank, meeting place, sanctuary, anything you can think of.
Banwari.
क्या क्या नाम रखते हैं
लोग? लोग रखते हैं ऐसे.
10 रुपया? 460.
A day in short, like many others.
Yamuna Babu Sindhi.
And history of a sort is being made between Shekhar and Sona Pujari. Shekhar cross-legged on a bamboo mat surrounded by bank ledgers.
Gaya bhai Sangeeta. 20 rupees. Are suna to. Gaya bhai Sangeeta. 20 rupees.
Naam kya hai?
Gaya bhai Sangeeta.
Opposite him, Sona. But Shekhar's happily daydreaming about his sweetheart.
Gaya bhai Sangeeta. Kya sunne ko nahi aa raha kya?
Aadnao kya? Aadnao.
Aadnao nahi. Gaya bhai Sangeeta. Sirf Sangeeta liko.
Sangeeta bajao.
Bajao.
This morning, Sona is learning to write.
Basappa, tera galli.
Rukmini Basappa.
Tera galli.
Mera galli.
Shekhar shows Sona where to sign, how to write the total in each individual passport. 205 plus
5.
Mm-hmm. 210? Yes. Okay, so I write 2 here. Yes, and then 1. Where? Here. Write a 1 and then a 0. That's what I have written. And I've used English letters. Use your eyes, boy. Sona doesn't have much patience with the daydreaming Shekhar this morning. I look at Sona today and I think back to when we first met. And she told me how she'd first come to Bombay over 20 years ago.
सोना पुजारी है मैं कर्नाटक में रहने वाली मैं कमाटीपुरा 14वीं गली में रहता है
आई एम सोना यादव आई एम फ्रॉम कर्नाटका आई लिव इन कमाटीपुरा 14th गली फर्स्ट आई यूज्ड टू डू द बिजनेस दैट दे डू इन कमाटीपुरा एंड नाउ आई केम आउट इनटू द स्ट्रीट
सोना सेज हर ब्रदर्स दे ट्रीटेड हर लाइक सिंड्रेला रैग्स टू वेयर ऑल द चोर्स टू परफॉर्म When Sona was 12, they married her off, but her husband's family also beat her. She was returned to her parents' house. A divorce was pronounced. And then when Sona was still only 14, her brothers informed her she was going to enter a temple as a Devdasi, or servant of God.
Of course I was frightened, but then I had to think about, I was living in such a bad condition, I had to think about me, I had to think about my stomach. I didn't really think about what was going to happen to me in the future, I just left.
I don't think Sona really understood that Devdasi is today a euphemism for prostitute, that the temple is often a brothel, and that the gods she was to serve are truck drivers and migrant workers in need of pleasure and release. I'm sure her brothers also forgot to add that the owner of the temple, 4 wooden cubicles to be shared with 10 other Devdasis, had bought Sona and her virginity for 5,000 rupees. Sona was remarried, but this time for keeps and for free. She was married to God, and God didn't demand dowry, just her body. The brothers were finally rid of Sona, and she came up by the slow train from Karnataka like a head of cattle headed for market.
They used to try and force us to go here. I mean, it was like a form of oppression. Go there, do this, you know, do this business. For 1 year, I had to do it. Then after about a year, I said, look, I just can't do this anymore. I'll do anything. I'll clean your toilets. I'll clean the place. But I just don't want to get into this business.
So you were only a prostitute for about a year?
Yeah. They had paid money to bring me here, so that's how they forced me to do this for a year.
बाहर जाके मतलब वो लोग का जो बाजार मंगा था जो
लड़की The brothel owner of course quite literally owns the girl. If she runs away, thugs will be sent to fetch her back. She earns little, she has to pay for everything, is in a state of almost total financial slavery. But girls do get out by a mixture of cunning and sheer grit, and by saving somehow to buy their freedom back from the brothel owner. And this is how Sona escaped.
They did try to get me to continue in the business. They beat me a lot and they tried to get me to do it, but I resisted it so much. And then I worked out a deal with them that instead of doing this, I would do the other household works for the other girls, do their bazaaring, get their tea, get their food, water, whatever they needed. And that's how I gradually managed to get out of it and pay my debts.
भाई ऐसा रोने लगे ना मेरे को ऐसा ऐसे बोलने से फिर इसने भी मेरे को फंसाया
Of course, it wasn't quite that easy. Sona got cheated over some jewelry. She had to go back to prostitution on 12th Gully, and she got pregnant by one of her customers.
Who's going to keep anybody in Kamathipura if you're not in prostitution? That's the one big problem. I had just one thing in my mind that I must just catch hold of some man and get out of here. I got this guy, he also hoodwinked me. He told me that he was going to get me out, that he doesn't have a wife or anything. He got me out of 12th Gully, then I moved to 14th Gully. But that was also no good. I mean, he also ditched me and
One child,
me.
Another on the way. Sona was drowning in quicksand. And then a friend said, hey, come and help me make chapels. And in a bound, Sona was free.
Now I was staying on the footpath of 14th Gully, and other than this, I didn't even have a cot over there. I was just staying there on the road. And I used to do different things. I used to get bananas and sell them. I used to get peanuts and sell them. So whatever little petty business, I did it all.
I then made a
tactical
error.
Sona was cradling an 18-inch god made of tin, bamboo, and clothed in gold and green silk. I asked her who the god was to tell me its
story.
Half an hour later, I was a lot wiser. Sona's god is called Yelima. Now, Yelima died from a snake bite. Her father took her lifeless body and made a present of it to the local rishi or god. The rishi, in turn, sent another rishi to answer the father's plea. This second rishi turned himself into a snake and sucked out the poison. So the young Yelima is restored to life. She returns to spend the rest of her childhood with her hermit father. She grows into a young woman. Her hormones start pumping. She sets her sight on yet another rishi. She pesters him until he eventually agrees to marry her. This rishi, rishi number three, gives Yelima his pet snake. It's amazing how often snakes crop up in Indian mythology, but then so they do in Adam and Eve. Anyway, rishi number three gives Yelima his pet snake for safekeeping. He puts it in an earthenware pot and warns Yelima of terrible consequences if the snake is harmed or escapes. Rishi number three and Yelima head down to the river. They cavort, they change shape and substance. These things tend to happen in Indian stories. They become Shiva and Parvati. They make love. They return to their original state as Rishi number three and Yelima and find, lo and behold, the pot's broken. The snakes escaped. The Rishi does what all Rishis do. He curses Yelima. He banishes her to the jungle.
times are bad. The river Ganga has dried up. Yelima wanders the countryside alone and afraid. She contracts leprosy. Some farmers offer to give her shelter, but Yelima says, "This is impossible. I'm filthy, I'm diseased. So what? Come in and eat with us. We don't mind." After the meal, they all pray together to Shiva for something. For anything. A change in the weather, in their luck. And Shiva answers their prayers in a big way. The Ganga suddenly starts flowing again. Their crops are saved. Yelima is restored to health and beauty. So the farmer and his family take a solemn oath to go round India begging in her name out of thanks. And so twice a week, Sona bathes and puts on her finest gold sari. The word Sona is Hindi for gold. And then she walks round central Bombay with Yelima asking for offerings. Now you know the story of Sona and the story of Yelima. Perhaps going from prostitute to bank officer is not quite so amazing.
50 rupees, loan repaid.
50.
50. Oh, saving.
No.
Shaving.
Shaving, not saving.
Shaving.
Saving.
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 Right. Sign.
I think Yelima's probably the key to understanding why Sona has developed such a ferocious reputation as a street banker. It's her way of giving thanks for her deliverance.
20 rupees. Ashok Ram Chandra Sinde.
Sign, sign, sign.
Ayyo.
Shanta Gori Chal. Saving 10 rupees.
Shanta Gori Chal.
I'm Julian Crandall-Hollick in Bombay.
Sona Pujari.
Oh,
Sevanta.
Saving 5.
Sevanta Pappu Pujari.
Saving, bolo.
Saving 5 rupees.
5 rupees.
Saving
5.
5. Kaunsa 5?
Bolegi to jara baju uthegi na main. Bol. Number of